Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jim Wadhams, the attorney and top lobbyist, who will be talking about mining, amongst other things. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ray Hager, Aaron Johnson, Dick Gamick, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jim Wadhams, the attorney. He is also representative of Newmont Gold. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Glad to be back, Sam.
Were you surprised when the Senate Minority Leader, Mike Robeson, and his colleagues Joe Hardy, Ben Kieckhefer, Greg Brower, Scott Hammond, and Mark Hutchison decided to announce their support for the mining tax?
Well, I was surprised, but I was surprised not just that they announced their support, but that they announced a tax. That was surprising. We did not expect that at all from them.
In your discussions, I'm sure that you have had with them since, what has been the result of those discussions?
Well, there hasn't been a result. I think they've been very forthcoming in indicating that their concern is with the margins tax. And felt that this was an alternative to it. I think that's an interesting contrast to go from a broad-based tax, which may have its own set of flaws, to stabilize the revenue stream, to a single industry commodity-based tax. But that's reportedly what they're attempting to do. It's create an alternative.
I mean, it's just surprising to me that you would find this on the Republican Senate side. The Republican Assembly is definitely not in favor of this.
It does not appear to be the case. I mean, there are issues of funding in the state. There's no question about that. You hear that expressed on both sides of the aisle and in both houses. The governor has presented a budget which he feels is balanced, and I think the legislature will go through that process. So to see these legislators jump ahead of the process like that, I think that was surprising in and of itself.
Chuck Muth was writing in his Muth's Truth column that says, you know, this is not a revenue neutral tax, that this is in addition to the $620 million temporary tax hikes that the governor is pushing. That's Mr. Muth saying that, and that this group is supporting. So that's $1.4 billion from the private sector to the government, and that's twice the size of the tax hikes back in 2003. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I think his math is probably correct. That would represent a significant tax, and in the case of what appears to be proposed by these six senators is essentially a tax on two companies alone, and that becomes very problematic. That's going to be a difficult one to sustain.
Okay, so this would not apply to the many other smaller mining companies that operate in the state?
At this point, we don't know. The announcement wasn't totally clear, but some of the press accounts and conversations with the gentleman seem to indicate they want to limit it to just two companies, Barrick and Newmont.
Published reports say that rather than going after the margins tax, the mining would rather see an income tax. Is that correct, to your knowledge?
Well, I did see Tim Crowley, the president of the Mining Association, when asked what sorts of taxes would he support. He did indicate that the Mining Association has historically, and there's documentation going back to 1987 that suggests that taxation should be broad-based and spread evenly across the business base. And Crowley, I think, also indicated that at least last session he testified in favor of the legislative bill on the margins tax. So I'm not sure that he is suggesting that the legislature adopt an income tax, but in answer to a question of what form of taxation, that was one that he identified.
And Tim will be on the program on the next broadcast, and he can answer these questions himself. Do you think the public would vote in favor of an income tax rather than a margins tax?
Well, I think the question that was originally asked of Mr. Crowley that he responded to was an income tax on business, a net business profits tax, if you will. The problem with the margins tax is it's being done by an initiative petition, and so it's very inflexible, and that's really one of the objections that many people have, is that it doesn't go through the legislative process so that those flaws can be worked through. The difference between a margins tax and an income tax is that it's based upon your ability to pay. There are those that think that the margins tax is difficult because businesses that are losing money will have to pay the tax as well.
There's discussion about, you know, the position of mining in the Constitution, and there are some that say that, you know, the mining industry has had its own special breaks in the Constitution all these years. How do you feel about that?
That's an interesting. I happen to be, as you mentioned, I happen to be a lawyer, and the interesting thing in the Constitution is that we are all in the Constitution. All property is in the Constitution, and we all have a 5% cap that's written in the Constitution. So the suggestion that being in the Constitution is unusual is not. I mean, that's why the Constitution was written. Now, what the reference typically is a specific identification of mines and mining claims. It doesn't identify mining, but mines and mining claims. That's not unusual. We have retailers specifically identified, warehousing is specifically identified.
In what way?
And securities. Well, the other three are exempt from taxation. In 1989, mining was separated from the general taxation so that it could be taxed at a higher rate. So the provision that you're addressing, SDR 15, would reverse the special tax that was placed on mining in 1989.
Okay, but the bottom line is that in the end it would increase the tax on mining.
No.
You would not see, so if what the senators are proposing, that you wouldn't see an increase in taxation on mining?
No, those are two different issues. There is a resolution that was
passed. That's why you're the attorney. I just asked the questions.
Yeah. There was a resolution that was passed last session that if it passes again this session would go to the ballot in November of 2014. that would strike the words relating to mines and mining claims from the Constitution. And that's what's popularly referred to as taking mining out of the Constitution. But since it actually puts it back into the Constitution. But that's a separate point. What the senators have proposed, and we haven't seen it yet, so we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, is a new tax, yet to be seen. Don't know what form, don't know what method. So until we actually see it, we don't know. Press reports seem to indicate they want to focus it on the two gold mining companies, Barrick and Newmont.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Wadhams when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with attorney Jim Wadhams. He represents Newmont Mining. There's been discussion again in the media some form of parity between the percentage that gaming pays in terms of taxes versus the percentage that mining pays in taxes. Do you think that that's a valid argument?
Well, I think there's a point. There's a point that should be discussed, and that is that when this state legalized gaming back in the 40s, there was a special privilege tax placed upon that activity. That was the franchise for making it legal. And that tax has now grown to be about 6.75%. But it's based upon that they are legal to operate in the state. No other activity and no other industry requires a state law to make it legal. So I think the point that should be observed here is that gaming has been virtually the exclusive source of revenue for the state. Not totally, but certainly close to 50% of the revenue for the state has come from the gaming tax. So the question is, who else should be participating in paying for the state services? Now, to stop and just identify one industry certainly doesn't go far enough. And that's the issue that's being discussed about restructuring the tax system, make it more broad-based, so that we aren't just tipping constantly back and forth, depending on the fortunes of gaming.
And many people, including people like Carol Velardo of the Taxpayers Association, agree in principle that we should be looking at broad-based taxes and not going after industry-specific taxes. But do you think that there's any fairness in that comparison?
Well, there's no more fairness in that comparison than it is comparing the 6.75% that gaming pays to what retail or warehousing or any other particular activity pays. Nobody, no other activity pays that gaming tax because they don't have that tax. And I think that's the issue. Gaming started to raise the awareness of the legislators back in 2003 that the legislatures needed to find additional sources of revenue. And I think that's the important exercise. But the question you ask is, well, shouldn't we just make mining pay 6 3/4? And the answer is, doesn't that beg who's next? And that's really one of the problems that comes up with this proposal by the 6 senators. I think many people in the business community go, well, gee, if that doesn't work on mining, then who are they going to look at next? And it's a principal question. How should we raise the revenue for the state? And comparing any industry to gaming, any other industry is going to look pretty poor because no other industry pays that tax.
Does it surprise you that Las Vegas Sands is supporting this activity of going after mining? And the rest of the gaming industry is not?
Well, I can't speak to the Sands. I know that the gaming industry has consistently said from that period, particularly in 2003, we need to stop relying on single industry taxes, and we need to broaden our base so the state has broader support to stabilize across industry cycles. Gaming has shown us through the 9/11 catastrophe and now the recession that the fortunes of gaming drive the economy of this state. To a certain extent, mining is a bit countercyclical, but mining is a commodity. It's an international commodity. So putting our fortunes on vulnerable exclusively in two baskets, if we were to do that, would make slightly no more sense than just leaving it in one basket.
Where do you think this is all going to end up?
Well, I think the legislature is still early in the session, and I think they've got...
Amazingly so.
Amazingly so. Yeah, well, this is, I think, week 6, if my count is correct. And I think the leadership of both houses are taking a very deliberative approach in analyzing the budget, looking for the needs, trying to identify this. And there's always opportunities in this process for people to make statements. That's what democracy is about. And so while I might have been surprised by this statement, it's perfectly appropriate for people to express their opinions.
We will be down in Carson City starting the second week in April. Look forward to seeing you.
Excellent.
There, sir.
Excellent.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Bring your tax refund to Reno Auto Sound by March 31st. Mention this ad and get an extra $20 for every $100 spent. Come in and browse our huge selection of stereos. Guys, check this out. Get your sweetie a remote car starter for only $199 installed. Girls, how about new window tinting for your guy as low as $99 any car? Financing available with no credit check and 95% approval rate. That's awesome.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Chip Evans is the host of Get Real America. Aaron Johnson is a Republican activist and publisher. And Ray Hager is here from the Reno Gazette Journal. Ray, what's the atmosphere like this week at the legislature?
Well, I think it's this atmosphere is the same as it's always been. It's like a giant question mark over the building. What's going to happen with the mining tax? What's going to happen with the teachers' margins tax? I think that's the big topic of discussion this week. We're going to have a lot of interesting bills come up today. Pat Hickey has his bill that would give a grace period for former lawmakers to become a lobbyist. Like if you're a lawmaker in 2013, you can't lobby the legislature in 2015. And then on Thursday, Debbie Smith brings her big DNA testing bill to the floor. And Oren, you know something about that, don't you, about DNA testing for felons and people who commit misdemeanor sexual crimes?
Yeah, when I worked for the public defender's office, I lobbied against that. I still think that it's an expensive bill that adds more hay to the haystack and makes it harder to find needles, not easier to find needles.
Well, isn't really DNA the coming thing? Maybe, Dick, I'll ask you this. DNA, just like the new modern fingerprints
identify gets me
people?
On this whole argument, this whole fight that's going on, is it's an invasion of personal rights. All it is a swap. That's all they do. Today, we've taken fingerprints. We take them as a matter of course. We take them all the time. DNA has been absolutely phenomenal in our fight against crime. We have cleared numerous murders here. We've cleared robberies. We've cleared burglaries. We've cleared sexual crimes. We've cleared a lot of crimes from
and
DNA checking.
And innocent people, too.
Yes. Well, that'll happen, too. And, of course, the groups nationally make sure that makes headlines every time they clear somebody out of the 3 million in prison or whatever, the one they get, they make sure they make the big headlines.
Okay, but that is a good thing,
It has. No, I don't have any problem with that. As long as it is relative to that particular charge and it actually does clear them. Sometimes it's used a lot more than needs to be. But it's a great tool. It's a super tool.
Used a lot more? What do you mean by that? People abuse it?
Oh, yeah. They try to abuse it all the time. I mean, they want DNA testing on a burglary case where you don't have any DNA samples and it doesn't mean anything, but they think it'll clear them of the crime. It's used a lot. It's used a lot to go testing everybody that's in prison to make sure they're there legally. Well, it doesn't tie to the crime. If you have DNA samples and it actually ties to whether or not that person did it, then fine, test it.
Well, even criminals watch too much CSI sometimes.
It's like any technology. It can do good or it can do evil, so you have to be really clear how you're going to use it.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is that nobody doubts that DNA is a good thing when it comes to criminal investigations. The problem is that in the bill that was last session, it took your DNA, even for misdemeanor DUIs and that sort of thing. Anybody that got arrested for a misdemeanor and then released on their own recognizance, which is most people, would have to get their DNA taken. And what we saw during the Denison investigation initially was that we were getting so much, there was already a huge backlog, and so then it actually delayed solving other crimes. I mean, there's DUIs that wound up being lost because the lab was all wrapped up doing other stuff because it just took too long to do it. So it's all about marshaling the resources in a way that makes the most sense.
Okay, you talked about the Denison case. Just for the viewers and readers, that has to do with Breonna Denison, who was murdered a few years ago, and maybe that murder could have been solved if DNA testing would have been, or maybe the murder could have been solved earlier, or Dick, could she still be alive today?
I don't know if we can go that far. It could have been solved earlier, though, and the problem is, I agree with Oren totally, there was such a backlog of DNA samples that the sheriff had to go to the community to get donations to get enough money together to get that backlog cleared so they could do all the DNA testing. There were thousands of samples tested on that investigation because of what was going on. So we need a system that all I'm after is taking DNA samples from people arrested for felonies. Let's do that. Let's get that set up. Let's get a system set up where we've got a large enough system that can handle it, can get them through, can get them into the database, and then we go from there. And like I said, we've cleared a lot of murders by getting a good database.
Do you have money in the system now to be able to pay for this, or are you still creating a backlog after those donations?
No, that's the one hurdle to get over, and that's one when I've talked to the family about Breonna's law, is that funding. That's the big hurdle right now that we're still working on. They are looking at exploring, and and I know Debbie Smith's been involved in this too, exploring avenues of a steady revenue stream in order to do this.
You know, Chip, the law says it also, or the bill also says people need to be tested for DNA on sexual misdemeanors. Do you think that should go with it too?
Whew, tough call. I really don't know how that settles that. You know, I would appreciate Dick's perspective. Just do we have enough samples coming through those type of crimes that it's a useful tool, or is this just a, you know, way of creating another database?
Okay. Well, and the issue isn't, you know, whether when they've been convicted, bring it on. I mean, as soon as they've been convicted of anything, then they've had the due process to do it. But an arrest is nothing more than an accusation, really. And so without some process before you start taking that stuff, and it is a search, even though it's not an incredibly invasive thing, it's still a search. It's a fingerprint is not a search. When you kind of break the plane of the body, that is a search, and that matters. And things we can't do with DNA now, maybe we can do in the future. And these are all things that we need to pay attention to now and consider and think about before we go forward with the future. And with the price tag right now, I'd rather spend, I think the fiscal note on that last time was $8 to $10 million or something. I can think of about half dozen things right off the top of my head right now I'd rather spend $8 to $10 million on right now.
And you get the last word.
Well, it's just once we get the economic part of this worked out, then I think it's going to just be another great tool, and it's going forward in technology, and it's going to really work out well. I'm really interested in clearing the heavy crimes. We've cleared quite a few of them with this.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Sierra has Reno's only $1 million giveaway to one winner. The countdown is on and entries are running out. Rethink your choice and experience the new Grand Sierra.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, and become financially free. Eliminate debt and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. The CD is free and there is no obligation. Call and get Money-Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Take comfort in savings up to $600 on a wide variety of sofas and select fabrics, and get equally cozy savings on matching love seats, ottomans, and chairs in styles to suit every room. Now during Ethan Allen's spectacular seating event.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we continue the theme of mining with Tim Crowley. He's the head of the Nevada Mining Association. We'll see you on the next broadcast.